Now we will go into R114 of the auditor's handbook. R114, have pre-clear, create and destroy various kinds of Thetan machines. Here we have one of the four parts of the body. The body consists of, you might say, the GE and the reactive bank. That would be this electronic structure and the reactive bank. That's the body. And the Thetan is the awareness unit plus these machines. So here we have the Thetan, the awareness unit, that's one. His machines, two. The electronic structure, and therefore the flesh, and so forth. By the way, there aren't many anchor points in the body as there are corpuscles. Each one of these corpuscles has its own anchor points. You don't pay any attention to the blood and meat when you're looking over anchor points, really. And it has a reactive bank, the body does, just as described in Dianetics Modern Science Mental Help. All right, here's four parts of the body. These parts are demonstrably separate parts. Where we're dealing with the Thetan, and when we have exteriorized him, we are then dealing with the Thetan plus his machinery. And when we mean machinery, we say machinery, and when we say machinery, we mean machines. It's very curious that a Thetan in any period in time in mocking up machinery has followed the mode of the time in machinery. But it is strictly machinery. What do we mean by machines? Anytime he has desired some randomity, which is the ratio of predicted to unpredicted motion. Randomity is the degree of predicted to unpredicted motion. He has gotten an automaticity, which is, it runs without any attention from me. The devil it does. A machine never runs with no attention from the Thetan. Never. Never has, never will. But he gives it the attention by so many vias and the postulate that he doesn't know it's there, that it has the effect of running without his attention and without his energy. He feeds it energy by vias, and so there it exists, running. One of the main reasons he set up machinery in the first place was because he got bored with what he was doing. He got tired of doing some simple action over and over and over and over, so he set up a machine to do it. Of course, the second he set up a machine, it became automatic. And the moment it became automatic, it became plus randomity, didn't it? Because he no longer controlled it, and yet it affected him. So you're looking straight at the dwindling spiral when you're looking at this phenomena of machinery. The individual got disinterested in what he was doing, but he felt he had to go on doing it, so he set it up automatically. The second he set it up automatically, he stopped predicting it, didn't he? So therefore, his life became more random than before. And you find somebody originally on the track, didn't have any machines, and felt perfectly free and able, and you find him, after Lord knows how much living, having accumulated countless machines around him, all doing very, very interesting, intricate things to which he's paying no attention at all, and you get such a thing as the electronic structure of the body. That's being put there by the accumulated intelligences which make up the GE. And that's also aided and abetted by pictures made by picture-taking machines. The body has a picture-taking machine which makes pictures of all accidents and incidents and keeps a good pictorial record of the incidents of the body. And you have this thing called facsimiles and engrams.